Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I got to just very quickly say to those of you that are watching on TECN TV and on our video feed. So for some reason, I have loaded this thing like three or four different times. The opening music just doesn't want to fire. I sit here and I look at the drive that it's on, and I see the light flashing, and it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like it's trying to get up and run, but it can't. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, welcome aboard. Great to have you. Thanks for being here. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, boy, I encourage you to check it out. We had a really, really good conversation this morning with T. Rose. She's with Free Speech America, specifically about the issue that has to do with the abortion thing and where that's coming from, and the media's efforts to just quash any pro-life conversation at all. We got into the story about the pro-life folks that had the babies that were in the jars that were found in the DC area, and one of the anti-abortion people turned them in for having it. Well, the real background story is they recovered 117 of these babies that were aborted at nearly full term. They had done 112 funerals, and they had five left, and they were just in the process of planning the final five funerals for those five babies. When an abortion, when baby killers got wind of it and decided to turn them in. And of course, the irony, and not a comical irony, the irony being that it was baby killers who sit there and kill babies in this form all day long are going to turn in pro-life people that are honoring the life of that baby by providing funeral services. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. Anyway, we talked about that, and then Philip Clay was on with us in the last hour from Project 21 Black Leadership Network. We talked about building the bridge into the minority community and the difference between equality and equity, and we talked about the economy, and we talked about how the 3.6% unemployment rate is really a very false number because of all of the people who stayed unemployed because they were getting extra money during the pandemic and now are off the rolls completely. They're not in the unemployment numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Millions and millions of Americans are not in the numbers, but still they sit unemployed. And now the benefits have termed. And that's why we've got some of the big problems that we've got. All right. You can hear all about it. It'll be up as a podcast coming up this afternoon. My guest, David Shostokos. I want to remind you again, he is a constitutional originist. He is running for attorney general in the state of Illinois. You can find his information at Dave4AG.com. That's Dave, the number 4AG.com. And he was just telling me that he was involved in a straw poll. I didn't catch all the particulars, but I'm gonna ask him for those right now. So talk to me about that.
Yes, good morning, Greg.
Oh my gosh, hang on a minute. I didn't punch you back onto the board. All right, okay, there you go. All right, now we're good.
Okay, very good. good morning, Greg. I thank you for punching me back on.
Yeah, you know, what's up with that?
I could use a little slap in the face once in a while just to wake up a little bit, you know. So that's very nice. Yeah, there was a you were mentioning at the beginning. Of course, I am, as you mentioned, the candidate for Attorney General in Illinois. And last night there was an event in what they call Brayman Township, which is in southwest Cook County, in Illinois, and they had a straw poll for all the statewide candidates and all the appropriate local candidates that are on the ballot appropriate to Brayman Township, and there was a vote on the attorney general candidates, and which there are three, and I got 26 votes. The next guy got 11, and the third guy got zero. So I'm the proud winner of the Brayman Township Republican Organization straw poll, so which is really, really nice. It's always nice to get those kinds of affirmations of the work we're trying to do here. So we're excited about what's going on with the Attorney General contest, and I'm glad. Thank you for mentioning Dave4AG.com, and then I guess we'll chit chat about how Joe Biden is trying to weasel us into some sort of international worldwide government with some proposed regulations to the international health regulations, which is also denoted in some other places as a treaty. And guess what? There's something called the Treaty Clause regarding the United States Senate. That it's been any number of years that people have been ignoring the United States Senate, and it's about time we stop.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that, the Treaty Clause. Well, so this WHO situation, as I understand it, the Biden administration, and I have a very light overview, but the Biden administration has proposed an amendment to an article that is already on the floor that would enjoin the United States and 194 other nations into mandatory lockdowns, putting them under the auspices of the WHO, so the WHO could then decide everyone needs to wear masks, everyone needs to remain indoors, and everyone needs to take a vaccine, something to that effect. Am I understanding that correctly?
You are understanding that correctly. There's, as I mentioned, there's something called the International Health Regulations, which is, like I said, denoted as a treaty. There's a back on April 12th, the Biden administration submitted to the WHO amendments that would extend the authority of the WHO to do the kinds of things that you're talking about. And but as I mentioned at the beginning of this, there's something called the Treaty Clause of the United States Constitution that requires the ratification of international agreements by the United States Senate, and not just any little majority, but actually two-thirds of the United States Senate has to approve any kind of treaty situation that binds the United States under international law. And this is just such an animal, regardless of whatever the World Health Assembly does, which is this subset of the WHO that is meeting in from May 22nd to May 28th, regardless of what they do, it doesn't have any legal effect in the United States unless it's submitted for and ratified by the United States Senate. Not as a practical matter. Of course, these days, for any number of years, different various presidents have been avoiding the treaty clause by creating what they call executive agreements,
right,
between the executive authority of the president and the executive authority of another country,
mm-hmm,
which has always gotten around, always an effort to get around the treaty clause. The Paris Peace, what they call the Paris Peace Accords. Accords sounds like a treaty, right? Or climate accords, excuse me, Paris Climate Accords.
Right.
Accord sounds like a treaty, right? It's never been ratified by the United States. Leaving President Trump to withdraw from that organization and from that agreement.
Because it was an executive agreement that was done by Obama before him. So therefore, President Trump stepping into that executive role had the right to be able to say, well, I'm the new executive and I'm choosing not to participate in this.
Absolutely. And there was nothing binding for us to participate in it,
right,
because there was never anything ratified by the United States Senate.
Okay.
And so consequently, we were never bound by that. And ultimately, these proposed amendments to the international health regulations, that sounds like a law as well, because, of course, in the United States, when a regulatory agency issues a regulation, it has the full force and effect of law, although it shouldn't, but that's a separate question. But historically, those do. So these sound like they're law, and that's what these current Democrats in many places are so good at pretending that stuff is law, and pretending that it binds either the United States or its citizens. We've had all those executives across the country in blue states issuing orders that they had no authority to issue to begin with, but they just pretend that it's law, and so there's so many of us. Go ahead and submit because they've pretended it's law. And that's what this situation is as well. It's a pretend that the WHO has it. And I guess it will be a test to see whether or not anybody in the United States pays attention to them if they issue regulations pursuant to these amendments. But these amendments, it's also very strange. The amendments can be adopted, but each and every member state that voted for or against the amendments has actually 6 months to change its mind. Okay. So nothing goes into effect, actually, even though there's a vote sometime in the next 2 weeks, even though there would be a vote on it, it's actually not effective for a minimum of 6 months because member states are free to change their minds under the terms of what? The treaty. And if you want to change a treaty that the United States is talking about, you got to go to the United States Senate. And senators should be clamoring up and down that the executive has impinged on their authority. But too often these days, Congress would just as soon rather than exercise the authority given to it under the United States Constitution, is too anxious to abdicate it, too anxious to not do anything, did not exercise their authority. Consequently, they're not responsible. And that's happened, again, too many. We've had too many legislatures that are ceding authority to the executive. And if they start to implement any regulations pursuant to these amendments, the Congress will, again, have let us down by not exercising its authority.
Well, no, I'm just going to say, which is, you know, what we have typically seen is the abdication of their role as the legislative body and the role they're supposed to take. And that was one of the things that President Trump was consistently pushing and wouldn't step beyond. He wasn't going to step beyond the boundaries and use a bunch of executive rights and privileges. That was one of the reasons that why there wasn't that much executive stuff for Biden to deal with when he went in to office, because President Trump said, no, I'm going to make the legislature be the legislature. It's their duty. It's their job. That's what the Constitution says. We'll be back with more on this.
That's why they hated him.
Yes, absolutely. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so, what I would suggest is this. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Call your senator and tell them that you want to make sure they do not ratify any treaties with the WHO. Because I could see him, David, trying to sneak this one in. And with, you know, where things sit right now before the midterms and all this, you know, and what's going on in Senate races, I could just see them trying to squeeze this thing in if it is at all possible. So I think we need to be proactive and we need to say to our senators, hey, the answer to that question is 100% no. So call them today, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and just say, under no circumstances do we want you to ratify any treaties with the WHO that give away American sovereignty. And what you're going to hear is, well, there isn't anything on the agenda like that. Say, you know what? That isn't what I said to you. I didn't tell you there is something. I'm telling you, if one shows up, don't ratify it. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Make sure the senator gets the message. Thank you. Have a nice day. All right. I want to move off of that for a second because there is a school in Louisville, Kentucky, that has continued to be assaulted by an LGBTQ activist by the name of JP. JP Davis Consulting, I think, is the name of the outfit. And at any rate, they have been going after this school, a Christian school, for being Christian.
And so there shouldn't be a situation of being doxxed or any other kind of situation. That doesn't mean that they're not subjected.
Oh, you broke up. I lost you. David? Hello, David. I think you might have bumped the mute button. Are you with me? Hello? All right, so okay, I lost him. We're going to try and get him back here. So JP Davis is the, let's see if we can get him back on.
Hello there.
Hey, there we go. I got you.
Yes, we had some technical difficulties.
No worries. Okay, so you were saying, so this is a Christian school, and go ahead, please.
No, as you mentioned, it's correct. You know, in terms of they have a choice of what they can teach, and basically, as you indicate, that they're, nobody's teaching any kind of hate. They're trying to actually, in fact, teach understanding. But defending that is defending the content of the teaching is not as important, generally speaking, as defending the right of people to the right of people to teach appropriate things, things that they believe, and it's too bad that they should attack a school for teaching things they don't believe. Which, I mean, on the flip side of that, that should allow folks that disagree with any number of these curious progressive curricula in the public schools. They have the opportunity to exercise their rights in opposition to those things. So Christian schools are certainly have the ability to teach the principles that they believe in, and it would be in. And it's just, I don't know, it's unfortunate that everything has to become a war these days.
Well, it is unfortunate, and it becomes very unfortunate when there is this spin. The superintendent of the school says, you know, we believe that God created the marriage covenant to be between one man and one woman. We believe that sex is a good gift of God to be celebrated within the confines of marriage covenant, agreeing that all other sexual expressions go against God's design. We believe that all individuals are created in the image of God and therefore should be treated with compassion, respect, dignity, and love at all times, even in disagreement. Now, that's Darren Long that says this, okay? And here's J.P. Davis's response is, oh, you know what? Let me see here. He says, I know it's a Christian school, but that's not my Christianity. That's not my values. And that's not what Jesus, if they want to make that argument, represented. Jesus didn't go around asking people to judge and tell other people how they're wrong and shame them. Nobody's shaming anybody. Nobody's attacking anybody. The ones.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. Close this out.
No, that's fine. Now you're exactly right. Nobody's doing anything like that, but everybody is so sensitive to things. They don't take the time to read the actual argument. There's no sense for understanding from the other team. They just demand understanding from the people that they disagree with, but they refuse to provide that understanding in return. So this is what makes dialogue so difficult.
Yeah, well, it does. And nobody here is suggesting, hey, what is being suggested is really helping a seventh grader to understand, how do I address this issue if I've got a friend?
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi,
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, give me just a second here. We're going to get this situation all squared away. Oh, look at that. Came in perfect. Everything's glorious. Okay, and we are now on the screen as well. So I'm very excited to welcome all of my guests to the program here. I want to welcome my co-host for this segment, President of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, always good to be on with you, Pastor Greg. It's a great segment.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I also want to welcome to the program the Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians, Dee Dee Loggison. Dee Dee, welcome. Good to have you.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, Rick. Good to be here.
Hey.
And then I want to welcome, our legal counsel for this segment. I want to welcome from Pray for the Children of China, Elizabeth Yore. Liz, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Pastor, I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
Well, there's a tremendous amount for us to talk about today relative to Christian persecution. I was just covered a couple of things with our constitutional attorney in the last segment. One specifically was the WHO and the unconstitutional behavior relative to trying to put into place something that would fall under the guise of being a treaty when you have nothing that's been ratified. So it's absolutely illegal. It's unconstitutional. But then also there's a Christian school in Kentucky that I don't know if you all heard about this, that assigned their seventh graders the task of writing a letter to an imaginary friend who was considering the homosexual lifestyle or being pressured into it, and writing that person a letter with a biblical worldview, with compassion, expressing God's plan and purpose and value of their life and the kind of life that God would have for them to lead. And that assignment got into the hands of an LGBTQ activist who tried to turn it into something viral and essentially called all the troops to start calling and harassing the school for this, calling it hate, which it's not. I stepped in, wrote a letter to this J.P. Davis Consulting expressing my concerns and that I felt that they needed to stop bullying the school. And you can find that in my blog at chosengenerationradio.com. But that's just one example. We also have the Cardinal Zen, who was arrested along with some others in Hong Kong. So there, I'm opening up the floor now to those topics. Dee Dee, do you want to lead us in, and then we'll get Liz's thoughts, and we'll just kind of go around?
Yeah, Pastor Greg, thank you so much. I know we only have Liz for a little bit here, so we'll talk about Cardinal Joseph Zen and his arrest. But I also want to mention that in Colorado, a school in northern Colorado, the teachers there hosted an art club that was actually an LGBTQ club, in which they told the children that it's okay to lie to their parents, and that their parents cannot be trusted. So it's wider than Kentucky, this issue. We're seeing it across the country. But we need to know that what is happening out there in Christian persecution, if we do not battle it out there, we are, I've said for a long time, we will see it here on our shores. And we are now seeing it. COVID revealed the ugly agenda, and now we have it here at home. And Christians are being squeezed, they're being suppressed and marginalized. And the next thing that comes in the stage of persecution is violent, bloody persecution. And that is what is coming to the shores of America if Christians do not reclaim their faith and stand firm on their values. We will be like the rest of those Christians out there, like Cardinal Zen, arrested for our thoughts and for our actions.
And Liz, talk to me about the situation that happened to Cardinal Zen and what led up to that and what's happened to him.
Sure. On May 11th, the Hong Kong National Security Police arrested the 90-year-old retired bishop, Cardinal Bishop of Hong Kong, Cardinal Joseph Zen. He is really the spiritual leader of the Hong Kong freedom movement. And this arrest has really sent shockwaves throughout Hong Kong and throughout the religious freedom movement around the globe. The charge, the phony charge, is colluding with foreign forces. And Cardinal Zen served on a humanitarian pro-democracy fund. Back in 2020, the great Jimmy Lai, who was the publisher of Apple Daily, which was the pro-democracy newspaper, was arrested along with many Christian and Catholic leaders of the religious freedom movement in Hong Kong. They were charged with the same charge that Cardinal Zen was charged under, and as a result, they're still sitting in jail. And this is really what we say is it's ground zero. The great city of Hong Kong has now become under the boot of the CCP. Religious freedom and democracy is now being destroyed by the CCP. And what is especially troubling, because Cardinal Zen has been just a prominent figure throughout the religious freedom movement, is that the Vatican issued what I would call a very wimpy, weak response, saying that they were concerned over the arrest of Cardinal Zen. Cardinal Zen spoke out in 2018 vociferously against the CCP Vatican secret agreement, saying that it would be suicide to have any deal, negotiations with the CCP. He called it a betrayal. And every single religious freedom movement and organization around the globe decried this agreement. And yet the Vatican went ahead and signed the agreement then in 2018 and then renewed it 2 years later. We still don't know the terms of it, except to know that the Vatican has allowed, can you imagine, the Communist Chinese Party to choose Catholic bishops. And in my opinion, this Vatican deal has given a license to persecute the Christian and Catholic churches, the underground churches, the brave, flourishing churches in China, mainland China, and now in Hong Kong. Because, quite frankly, the CCP knows that they bought off the Vatican, and the Vatican is largely silent. I mean, you know, Pastor Greg, they have bulldozed these great churches. They have closed, they have forced Vatican vaccine passports in order to go to church. They have passed laws that children under the age of 18 are not allowed to even go to church or worship or go to religious schools. This has been a crackdown the likes of which we haven't seen since Mao. And so, I'm calling on Congress. I'm asking your listening audience to reach out to their legislators in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives to stop this religious persecution, especially of this, brave elderly gentleman who, quite frankly, I think there's going to be a show trial with Cardinal Zen. I think he's going to be really thrown in jail for at least 14 months to 2 years, maybe longer. They're going to make a very prominent example out of him. And it is absolutely essential, as Dee Dee pointed out, this religious freedom persecution that is in China is coming to our shores. And as a child advocate for the last 30 years, battling the grooming and predation and exploitation of children, now we see it in the schools. The moms and dads are now awakened to this. Yep. And the corporations who have been complicit in this. So it's a time we all need to speak out and step up in this battle.
If you have, I don't know, Liz, if you've seen it or not, but there's a film called The Mind Polluters. Are you aware of that?
I am not, but I will watch
it. You need to, yes, it's called themindpolluters.com, and it's a documentary that is incredibly well done. And it speaks to exactly what you're talking about, and it shows how they have used the Kinsey research to create the comprehensive sex education program that is being put into, has been put into our schools, and the amount of pornographic material that is available to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds.
Pastor, this is the Marxist movement to destroy the family, to destroy the innocence of children, and to co-opt the raising of America's children. And the only obstacle to that are the churches and the mothers and fathers to protect the children. And this is a call to action that we can no longer be silent or be complacent. They want to groom and to take over and to indoctrinate and propagandize our children.
Yes.
And, basically this is about the depopulation effort, is to destroy the family. Yeah. And we see it playing out shockingly in the last 2 years, but gratefully we now know. It's like the devil's pulled back the curtain, hasn't he?
He has. Hold that thought for a minute. We're going into a break. The numbers on the screen for those that are watching, for those listening, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, another reason to call your senators.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Wow, that break kind of jumped in really quickly. I was expecting the introduction thing to last a little bit longer, but that's okay. Here we are. Okay. So I've put up on the screen. There it is. And I guess I'm going to have to plug my mouse in. While I'm doing that, Dee Dee, I want you to tell us what it is. There's an action we need to take. And then I know, Liz, that you're going to have to jump off here in a minute, but I want you to get in some final words before you have to do that. So ladies, please.
Thanks, Pastor. As you discussed in your show earlier today, the U.S. has moved to sell out U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization, the WHO, and by proposing a series of amendments to what is called the International Health Regulations. This is going to be voted on at the World Health Assembly starting May 22nd through the 28th. And so it is imperative that people, your listeners, take action at stopvaxpassports.org. We make it really super easy for you to contact your senators. But not only that, the U.S. delegates to the World Health Assembly. telling them to withdraw these amendments. That must happen. The action that we have available on the website allows you to email, to post to social, and also to call. And we really need action on this super fast. This truly is the largest sellout of U.S. sovereignty in American history. And if we do not act now, we will be beholden to a dictatorship from a unaccountable international organization, both private and publicly funded, but funded by the likes of Bill and Melinda Gates and others who have no accountability to the people of the United States. Tedros would be able to declare a international public health emergency and enforce compliance on America. We cannot let this stand. We have to take action. StopVaxPassports.org. We have a two-hour webinar we just filmed on Monday. We've got the likes of Dr. Peter Bregan, Michelle Bachman, Leo Holman, Joe Roguski, and so many others, Ambassador Pete Hoekstra, and others talking about the dangers of this this move by the U.S. The Biden administration has no love for America and has shown it in so many ways.
What's that again? How do you get to the DD? How do you get to it? Go and repeat the.
Yeah. Stop Vax Passport. Stop Vax, V-A-X, passport.org. And it's right on the front page to take action.
Very good. Thank you. Pastor Gray, I heard you creeping in there. Are you still there?
I am. Yes, I am here. Liz, what can we do relative to this crackdown that's taken place and the injustice that's happened to Father Vincent? Cardinal Wen.
Cardinal Sen?
Yes.
Cardinal Sen. Well, really, folks, we know this is the time that tries men's souls, right? Here we are at this moment in history where God is calling each of us to be a soldier, to carry the banner of freedom and justice and truth. Everybody has a role to play, and we need to step up. We have been shown the light. Thankfully, we are no longer in the dark. And so, and I would echo 110% what Dee Dee is saying. We have got to man the ramparts. We have got to reach out to stopvaxpassports.org, to reach out to all of our legislators, to the WHO delegation, and spread that email address and web address to all of our friends and families. We can stop this, but this is going to be a movement of the people. We can't presume that somebody is going to come in and rescue us. We are the people we've been waiting for. And it's on our shoulders. We have the strength, the wisdom, the guidance, and with prayer, we can do this. But these are serious times. We have got to, sometimes people say, you have to pick your battles. Unfortunately, it really does appear there are a lot of battles that we need to fight. But we're here at this time in history. Let's do it. And with respect to Cardinal Zen, I would really encourage you to call your senators to protest his arrest. If you're Catholic, to call your bishops to protest his arrest. Of course, always to pray for the underground Christian and Catholic churches in China. They are under enormous persecution. And because there's no information coming out of China, very little, we have to pray hard because they are being persecuted and tortured and disappeared and detained and imprisoned where no one, their family doesn't know where they're at. So these are really grim times, but we know the power of prayer. We've just got to step up. The more we can pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters overseas, the more we will have the strength to fight our own battle here at home.
Well, and
May 24th is a specific day of prayer for Cardinal Zen and for China. So definitely pull in on that day.
And let me just add this as well, because there's I mean, I can't even believe how silent the news has been with regards to this. There was a gentleman who is from China. He's a U.S. citizen, but he went into a celebration for a Taiwanese pastor and shot up the church and had chained the door and intended to kill everyone in the church. Thank God these people took action. The pastor who died actually was the first one to jump the gunman. But folks, and again, you know, I want to turn everybody against Chinese people. There are great Chinese Americans that don't believe in what the CCP is doing. But the CCP has people planted right here in our country that are pushing these agendas, and we need to be aware of it.
Absolutely. They're coming across the border, on the southern border.
No question. It's the floor is open. I know everybody's like sitting at the table going, man, this is bad.
Yeah. Well, a lot of bad, Pastor Greg, a lot of bad stuff. But let's just go back to something I think is really, really important. And that's what's happening with Cardinal Venn. He is a, I'll ask you a couple of things I asked off air. Number one, now he is with the Roman Catholic Church, correct?
Correct.
And he is a, he's in his 90s, so one can assume he is a very long-serving pastor or shepherd, now cardinal with the church, correct?
Absolutely beloved around the world, especially by the people of Hong Kong who have relied on his voice for generations, his voice of freedom and faith.
And so we have a pope who has he been outraged by this? Has he gone to the ramparts to try to defend the faith, or has he essentially bowed to the CCP and the agreement he signed with them?
Well, there's been a statement. It was a very mild statement. It was not vociferous. It was not condemning this action, which, of course, this arrest, which he should have done. It was that they're watching the situation with concern. That to me is an outrageous, and, you know, many, many global rights advocates have spoken out condemning the arrest and condemning the weak response from the Vatican. So it's going to take our voices because as everybody knows, especially those who have been in this battle against the CCP, Didi knows this, they will see how far they can push. And Cardinal Zen is, a very sobering example of how the CCP has become really emboldened in destroying the great democracy that Hong Kong is.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.